This is my third lesson on the first chapter of the book of James. We have already dealt with the first four verses. Today I'm going to read verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. James says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. So I ask you, how am I to see trials and temptations in this light? How am I to be able to have joy during these trials and temptations? Well, James has the answer. It's going to take a higher wisdom than that of the carnal man, more than earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensuous, devilish. The wisdom that James is talking about is from above, and it is first pure, peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good works and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is the wisdom that James is encouraging his readers to seek for. And we do know that all good gifts comes from God. God will not rebuke you if you ask him. Jesus said, if you of the world, if your child asks you for a fish, you will not give him a stone. So then, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your Heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to them that love him? Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but the wisdom which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Then I read the words of the great preacher in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, where he admonishes us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. Lean not upon thy own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear God and depart from evil. Delight yourself, David said, in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The message I get from here is to lean not on my own understanding. My understanding is weak. In fact, sometimes I feel I do not understand most things I read, but I'm leaning not on my own understanding. And I dare not be wise in my own eyes. I want to fear God. I want to commit my way unto the Lord. I want to trust him and let him bring it to pass. If any man lacks the wisdom during trials and are unable to receive it with joy, let him ask God. Let him ask in faith. If our asking be rewarded, it must be with faith. Do you really want the kind of help that God chooses to give us? Or do we secretly hope for an easier way? Do we have faith enough in the wisdom of God and in the love of God to allow him to transform us into persons like himself through the gift of wisdom? This gift, like every spiritual gift from God, comes by faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Ask in faith implies prayer that asks for wisdom. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.